USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Parts of Southern California are getting snow for the first time in years, with blizzard warnings in effect for the mountains of Los Angeles. Michigan also getting hit by a major winter storm, and state officials warn that over a million homes and businesses without power could have to wait until Sunday. A class action lawsuit has been filed against the Norfolk Southern Railroad after the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, that exposed the community to highly toxic chemicals. The firm has filed the suit against the railroad on behalf of everyone living within 30 miles. In addition to punitive damages, the suit pushes for the creation of a fund for medical monitoring, new testing, and cleaning procedures. President Biden says he does not plan to visit the site of the derailment. On top of a massive earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria earlier this month, another powerful earthquake rattled central Turkey today at magnitude 5.5. The death toll from the quake earlier this month is over 50,000, and authorities say over 160,000 buildings containing over 500,000 apartments either collapsed or were severely damaged. Turkey's president has pledged to rebuild the homes within a year. More needs to be done to bring down inflation, according to the White House.
That's what President Biden said after a key inflation measure watched by the Federal Reserve came in hotter than expected. However, the president noted the unemployment rate has hovered at or near a 50-year low and take-home pay has gone up.
Dave Collins reporting U.S. consumer spending is posting its biggest gain in nearly 2 years. The Commerce Department released a report Friday showing that consumer spending rose nearly 2% in January, the biggest increase since March of 2021, indicating a recession is unlikely. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Chair of the Republican-led House Oversight Committee, James Comer, is asking an official with the Treasury Department to testify in their investigation of the Biden family's finances. Comer asked the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Oversight for the Treasury Department to testify at a hearing in March, writing in a letter that the hearing will give the committee, quote, invaluable information regarding the Treasury's approach to congressional oversight. It is the biggest movement so far in the committee's effort to obtain alleged suspicious activity reports related to the Biden family. The Alaska State House has censured a member over his question about how the deaths of abused children might help the state budget.
At a Monday hearing on child services, State Rep. David Eastman posed this hypothetical.
You know, in the case where child abuse is fatal, obviously it's not good for the child, but it's actually a benefit to society because there aren't needs for government services and whatnot over the whole course of that child's life.
Since then, his colleagues have called Eastman's suggestion despicable and atrocious. Wednesday, the Alaska State House voted 35-1 to censure him. It's only the second time in Alaska House history it's censured a member. The first time in 2017 when someone suggested that women try to get pregnant so they can get a free trip to the city to get an abortion. The member who said that? David Eastman. I'm Richard Johnson.
A new NBA record for the highest scoring game ever was set last night when the Kings defeated the Clippers 176-175 in double overtime. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.